الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وابتغ فيما آتاك الله من الدار الآخرة وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك، ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض، إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تقوم الساعة, that Qiyamah will not take place, حتى يبني الناس بيوتا, until the people will make houses, such houses that they will beautify them like they beautify clothes. Houses will be so much decorated in the time of Qiyamah, the time that of near to the Qiyamah, that people will try to beautify so much that they will try to outbid or outbeat each other in trying to making it more beautiful. So this is the sign of Qiyamah, that people, instead of making worry and concern about their final abode, making worry and concern that where they will go, making worry and concern that one day they will have to leave this world, making worry and concern that am I pleasing my Lord, making worry and concern that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become displeased, then my final abode will be fire of hell. So people have become so engrossed in materialistic things and in worldly matters that they forget that one day they will have to leave this world. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every living thing will have to taste death. That is something, it is a fact which nobody disputes, even those who do not believe in Allah, even those atheists that do not believe in any religion, even they know that one day they will have to leave this world. But we all have a purpose, and our purpose, my dear respected brothers and elders, is that we are here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us so that we can worship Him and please Him. And if we do that, then we will become successful, not only in the hereafter, but also in this world. Also in this world. Today, the yardstick of success is measured by materialistic means, by looking at how much wealth we have accumulated, by seeing what status we have achieved, by looking at our bank balance, and etc. etc. These are not the yardstick of success. The yardstick of success is what the Quran has said: فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ, that whosoever can save himself from the fire of hell and get himself entered into Jannah, he is the one that has been. He is surely the successful person. So my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, made us. created us and has created us with needs, and those needs have to be fulfilled. Yes, no doubt. But when we become so engrossed in our needs that we forget the purpose of our life, then that is when problem arises. We have to distinguish what are needs and what is our purpose. Purpose and needs are two different things. Going to toilet is a need. Eating food is a need. But it is not our purpose. Somebody goes to the toilet, spends all his time there, then he's wasting his time. People say, what are you doing? You're supposed to go there and quickly relieve yourself. Once you have relieved yourself, you come out. You don't spend your waste of time in the toilet. You have a purpose. Likewise, everybody goes to work, they have a lunch break. The lunch break is not such, it's not that it consumes the whole day. Half an hour, 1 hour. Why? It is there to fulfill your need. Your purpose is to go and do what you have come here for. Likewise, my dear respected brothers and elders, what is our purpose? Our purpose is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course we have to fulfill our needs, and of course we have to give time to so that we can fulfill our needs. But if we consume all our time in fulfilling those needs, then how are we going to fulfill the purpose of our life? If we consume all our time in trying to accumulate money so that from one bedroom house or one bedroom flat we can get a two bedroom house, and from two bedroom it becomes three, and from three it becomes five, and then with a swimming pool and then attached double garage, and it just keeps on going on and on, and then we forget that why we're here. Of course we have to fulfill our needs, but when we fall into the rat race and when we become part of the cycle of dunya and forget that what is the purpose of our life, then what happens is that undoubtedly we will unplease our Lord. Why? Because then it becomes a tug of war. Do we go and fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will mean that we will have to take a hit in our dunya, or do we carry on and hankering after dunya so that we can accumulate more, although we may displease our Lord? This is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man, whosoever gives preference to dunya, azarra bi akhirati, that they will make some loss in the akhirah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَخِرَتَهُ أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَاهُ, and those who love and give preference to the akhirah, to the life hereafter, will make some loss in dunya. فَآثِرْ مَا أَبْقَاهُ عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى, and give preference over those things, over that thing which will one day, which will be for everlasting, upon that thing which will one day finish. Which will one day finish. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, he has shown us, and he explained us time and time again, that do not forget your purpose of life. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kun fi dunya ka'annaka ghareeb aw 'aabidu sabeel, that be in this world like as if you are a foreigner or a traveler. When a person travels to another country, he doesn't think that he's going to stay there for life. He knows that he's there for a week or two, either a leisure trip or a business trip, whatever. He's there for a limited time, short period of time. So what does he do? He doesn't go and starts building a house. At best, he probably rent a room in a hotel or in a house and spend his 1 week. He doesn't go, okay, now I'm going to stay here, now I'm going to build a house, I'm going to buy land, start getting builders, start getting architects, how to plan. Well, he doesn't do all that. Why? Because he knows that he's here for a very short time. Oh, abidu sabid, oh, like a traveler. So a foreigner, when a traveler goes to another place, he becomes a foreigner, so he doesn't waste time. He knows that I'm going to leave this dunya. I'm going to leave this area. I'm going to go back to where I belong. So he only spends enough time in needs that he needs to. And then fulfills whatever purpose he's gone there for and comes back. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mali walid dunya. ما أنا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركها. Me and dunya, we have no great connection. ما أنا إلا كراكب. I'm just like a traveler, like a person who's riding a horse. استظل تحت شجرة. That I, in the middle of my journey, what do? I take a rest under the shade of some tree, and then after finishing my rest, what do? ثُمَّ رَاحَ. I make my move, and وَتَرَقَهَا, and leave that. And this is what Prophet ﷺ is trying to teach us. That look, keep in mind your purpose of life. Keep in mind that one day you will leave this world. Keep in mind that whatever you are given so that you can use it for your purpose. You can use it for your purpose, not for anything else. And whatever has been given is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any ni'mah that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said to Qarun, وَابْتَقِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He said, وَابْتَقِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةَ. Then look and try to achieve and find what your abode in the hereafter. Meaning earn your abode, earn your Jannah through the ni'mas that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. That whatever Allah has given you, so whatever we enjoy in this world, it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever business that we have, whatever brains that we have, whatever position we have, whatever job we have, whatever wealth we have accumulated, all that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of that is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was saying to Qarun, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. So whatever Allah has given you, you look, with that, you get your akhirah, get your jannah, earn your jannah through that. But what did he say? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Whatever I earn it through my brains. I use my brains and I've accumulated his wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a classical example. If a rich man says, today what I earned is through my effort. I made hard work. I used my brains. No. So many people are making hard work. Who's seen a person who rides a rickshaw? You ever seen a rickshaw? Has anybody seen a rickshaw here? Yeah? Now how hard is his job? Imagine. He's got the sun that's pelting down 40 degrees, 40 Celsius. And is he working hard or is he a piece of cake for him?
Working hard.
He's working very hard. So this person is working very hard, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make him a millionaire. how many times have we known there's so many products out there where designers have made, yet they do not have investors to invest. They do not have the means to bring it to market. Because Allah Ta'ala didn't give them. They're not at the right place at the right time for the right person to come. And there is somebody else. What does he? He buys the land and then finds out under the land there's oil. Under the land there's uranium. So what effort did he make? He made nothing. And again, every time we wake up from sleep, who gave us the ability to wake up? Can anybody say that it's because it's my ability I woke up? Every day, a day is another ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day we walk, or we drive, or we take the train to work. Who makes us reach there in one piece? Oh, I go to work 9 to 5, I do overtime, I do all this. Do you go to work and you come back in one piece? Without having an accident? Without having a heart attack? Without having a stroke? Who took you there and who brought you back? We don't realize, we think, oh yes, I'm making up. That brother, they is always sleeping and I wake up early. Who gave you the ability to wake up? How many times have you heard the young fit men are dying? A person, because he was at the wrong time, at the wrong place, in the middle of a gun war, he gets shot. He dies for no reason. He dies for no reason. He's not even part of that drug war or something. He's not even part of that gang. He went to shoot somebody else and he in the middle, gone. Have you not heard of these stories? How many times have you heard of these stories? How many times you see a person is driving perfectly? Person is driving perfectly, maintaining the law, driving at 30 miles per hour, not jumping the lights, has got his seatbelt on, everything. He's doing everything. And there's another person coming driving from the other side, tries to take over, and when he tries to take over, he bangs right in front of you, and you're dead. You tried everything. How many times have you heard that story? I've heard it many times. There was, in 1999, I used to teach a brother's children who has gone, who has left this world. Young man, his children were young. He had a nice house, a nice job, nice car, everything was fine. That day I taught and I came back. His wife rang me saying, have you heard of so and so? He's not back from work yet. He normally comes back by 8 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock at night. 12 o'clock. And then 12:30, somebody knocks on the door and gave her the bad news that your husband has died in a car crash. It wasn't his fault. It was the driver of the oncoming and tried to take over and it smashed into your husband's car. So, whatever we have is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day we wake up, we go to work, is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day we walk, even walking to work is a risk. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking us. We drive to work is a risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking us. How many times? Just recently, a colleague of mine, he is age 39. He had a heart attack. Now he needs a triple bypass. 39. Young man. He was fit and strong. I can remember he once got into a fight with somebody. With one punch, he knocked the other person out. That's how strong he was. One punch. he's got a heart attack. He didn't smoke. He didn't drink or anything that would. Yes, slightly chubby, maybe less fat than me. He's going to have a triple bypass. He was lucky to survive the heart attack. So this is why we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that we have. So we, with that, we earn akhirah. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.